Senator Lisa Murkowski says she wants to keep trying to reach agreement on the controversial Sea Alaska lands legislation. Murkowski visited Petersburg and several other Southeast communities earlier this week. KFSK's Joe Vicknicki reports.
Murkowski took questions from a small gathering of Petersburg residents and said she wanted the regional Native corporation to get the land it's entitled to under the 1971 Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act.
We need to resolve, bring to conclusion the conveyances that that Sea Alaska is entitled to under ANCSA. And we need to try to do so in a way that enhances the Southeast economy, not just the Sea Alaska shareholders and their economic interests, but the economy of Southeast as a whole.
Murkowski has sponsored legislation allowing Sea Alaska to go outside of the areas designated by the 1971 Act in selecting its remaining land entitlement. Murkowski told local residents that the bill was needed so Sea Alaska would not be forced to log old-growth timber and in municipal watersheds within the 1971 ANCSA withdrawal areas.
What we're trying to do with this is to limit the environmental impact. And that's why you've seen the efforts with the future sites. You've seen an effort to try to build in some conservation sites because we're trying to find that balance. And as I mentioned, we may not have found that balance, but at this point in time, we need to keep trying, because if we don't do it, if we decide that we're just going to drop it, the issue does not go away.
Senator Murkowski has posted updated maps on the legislation on her website. She said the Senate's Energy and Natural Resources Committee, where she is ranking Republican, has not yet set a date for markup of the bill and welcomed more public input on the latest changes. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.